Well, the first thing they can do is to be a good role model, because children see what they see, and that becomes the norm for them. So all of the things that we know we should do, we need to model that, because the kids are paying attention and they're soaking it in. Some of the things that parents can do, obviously, are to eat better, to eat the things that are healthier. A good resource for parents who may be unsure about what looks like a healthy meal can go to the Choose My Plate website, and it's choosemyplate.gov, and there's actually a diagram of what your plate should look like, how much of it should be fruits, vegetables, how much of it should be grains, and it's a really nice visual to see what our plates should look like, because I think a lot of people, they know generally what foods are healthy, but maybe they don't know the proper portions or the portion sizes, so they can make better food choices and also better choices with their portion sizes. That would be one thing that they could do. They could also limit screen time for their children, even their young children, and set a limit on how much TV time, games that they play, computer time, and substitute that with some outside time, because even if there's no structured activities, kids, once they're outside, are more active than they are when they're sitting inside in front of a TV or a computer. They can also help, the kids can help their parents plan meals in advance. If the meals are planned on the front end, they tend to be a lot healthier, and the parents aren't rushed and feeling like they have to go out and buy fast food and that sort of thing. So they can actually get the kids involved in that and let them help plan the menus as well as help prepare the food. That also exposes children to new foods that they may not have tried before that they will actually enjoy. They can limit the number of snacks. The snacks, actually, one per day is a reasonable snack, but unfortunately we've gotten over the years to where some kids are eating up to 3 snacks a day, and that can equate to 200 or more calories extra per day than they would have had in years past. So that's another thing that they can do. They can also keep healthy snacks available and visible, so when the kids do want something, they see the fruit bowl there. They see other options other than the things that they don't necessarily need to have. They can also go to a website. The Let's Move campaign is a national initiative with it was implemented by Michelle Obama with the goal of making sure that this generation of kids is a healthy generation of kids. And there are a lot of resources on there for parents. In fact, there is actually an action plan that they can download on that website that includes things like I've just talked about as action steps to help make sure that their kids are healthy. So they may want to go and visit that website as a resource to download an action plan and to put in some other activities that are specific to their household that would be helpful. Another thing that they can do if their child is in child care is to refer their child care provider to the Let's Move website, because there are resources for child care providers on there as well. And we know that that children who are in child care are spending, in a lot of cases, a lot of hours there, and the things that they do in child care are obviously going to impact their health as well. So the Let's Move initiative has a special section just for child care providers as well, and if a family's child care provider is not familiar with that, it would be a good strategy for them in helping their child to educate their child care provider on some healthy resources as well.